It says, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. That's what Jesus said. Whoever commits sin serves sin. If you commit sin, you can't serve Jesus Christ. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve sin and Jesus Christ. You cannot. Well, then how can anyone serve Christ? Ah, by the promises of God, this can be overcome. And also by his sacrifice, he imputes righteousness to you so that even before you come to the point of perfection, he's going to look at you as one who is perfect. So you have a dual assistance here. God is going to look at you in spite of the things that you've done. But when you appear before him on judgment, you want to have come along and be there. Because for some reason, there's people who believe on him who he's going to see on the day of judgment. He's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. For those whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. If you are not conformed to the image of his son, he will not recognize you. I don't know who you are. We want to appear as chaste. You know, that is the word holy, usually translated holy, you know, clean, perfect, virgin. You know, an unmarried maiden, implying also, of course, the technical sense of virginity. Verse 3, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Now, see, people, what they do, this is the way in which fools come to the word and pervert it, and unfortunately, people espoused to Christ are listening to them. They'll say, well, look, it says here, chaste virgin, you know, obviously it's talking about sex, right? And only sex, really. So, the serpent beguiled Eve. Well, you know, that word beguiled, you know, can mean to seduce wholly. It's ex apato. The word means to seduce wholly. It comes from apata, which means to cheat or delude. Ex apato is like, it's like saying, literally out. To out delude or out deceive. But the idea of seduction here does not carry with it the connotation we have in the modern sense. And that we say seduce, right, in our modern English, and we think, oh, seduce. And it was a word choice by Dr. Strong to say seduce. Because seduction, we think of in terms of sex, and it doesn't have to be that way. How did the serpent seduce Eve? We don't have to guess. You know, and people take this and then they go back to Genesis and they say, well, we've got to change the story. We've got to change the story. Eve must have had sex with somebody because it said he seduced her. But how did he seduce her? How did he beguile her? It says exactly what he did. He said, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Genesis 3 verse 1. Hath God said this? Is this what God said? And the woman said, well, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And people make a big deal about what Eve added to the commandment or anything. It doesn't matter. It's not significant. Neither shall you touch it. Right? Don't touch that fruit. Don't eat it. Don't touch it. Don't go near it. And this may have been what she heard from Adam. Or maybe, I don't know that she's necessarily deceitfully adding this. Whatever. It's not important. What did the serpent say to seduce the woman? Come, lie with me. No. He said, ye shall not surely die. No, 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 no. That's wrong. God knows in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes will be opened, and you will be as gods, knowing both good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes. It was good for food. It was pleasant to the eyes. A tree to be desired to make one wise. She took the fruit thereof, and ate it, and gave also to her husband with her, and he ate it. And the eyes of them were both opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. So what happened? Why did they sew fig leaves? Because they'd done something with their... No, because they knew they were naked suddenly. They'd been naked the whole time, and they didn't realize they were naked. And you can observe this in children. When they grow to a certain age, suddenly they realize, I'm naked. Little ones don't seem to care. But they get to a certain age, and all of a sudden they start covering themselves. Now, at one age, they're running around, and you see their genitals flopping all over the house, right? And then they get to a certain age, and suddenly you never see it again. It's just poof, gone. Right? Because the knowledge of good and evil is ripening in their minds, and suddenly they know, I better cover up. Why do they know that? Because that is what the fruit did. The fruit had an effect. And people scoff at... You know, the thing is, a lot of people who might study this will not even understand why this is important, or why I'm even talking about all this. And the reason I'm talking about it is because there are those who would pervert God's word and say that Eve and Satan had sex in the garden together, and that Genesis 3 somehow implies that, and that this verse somehow proves it. It does not. Exapato has nothing to do with sex, unless, you know what I mean, like, you could say, you know, you could deceive someone into having sex with you, or seduce them, meaning through subtlety, right? To use his subtlety. But how did the serpent use his subtlety? When we compare this verse, that what did he do? He lied about what God said. That is how he beguiled Eve. That is how he seduced her into doing what? Laying with him? No. Into eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which caused man to die. I mean, it is so simple. God made the tree to grow. It was a tree that grew. She looked at the tree. The tree looked good for food. All right, it said it was good for food. It was good. That's the way she looked at it. It was so simple. But there are those who would pervert your minds, who would twist the scripture to mean something. No, wait. Because of this word beguiled, because it means, according to strong, seduce, but according to, you know, who knows? Did he say, to exapato, to seduced sexually? No. I mean, to seduce wholly. It doesn't mean body, mind, and soul. What it means is to completely take in, to completely deceive, to wholly deceive, seduce. Seduce your mind away from the truth. As Eve was beguiled by the serpent, so your minds also, because her mind was seduced. Her mind was seduced. Your minds also might be seduced, just like Eve's mind might be seduced. What are they thinking? That the devil's going to come down and lay with people? Is that how